Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news and villain news. This is about Dune 3. Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, everybody, into this franchise really anticipating the third in the Dune franchise. The first two movies that starred Timothy Chalamet made in excess of $1 billion. So this third one is going to be a doozy and in talks right now. To play the villain in those movies is one Mr. Robert Pattinson, from the Twilight movies, from Batman movies. He is, among the many A-listers trying to get into this franchise. This third installment is set for release December of 2026. So we've got a while to wait.
How much money did you say it made?
It has made over $1 billion worldwide. Also got two Oscar nominations, the first two Dune movies.
I've been afraid to see those movies because I didn't see the first one, and then isn't it like really a long movie? And don't you have to see the first one before you see the second one?
Yes, you probably need to read an encyclopedia before you see the first one. I sat there for most of the movie. This was the same with Lord of the Rings and other movies that are like heavy into mythology. Because they use a lot of language and refer to places that are fictitious. And I sit there and I have no idea what's going on.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. But this Dune movie is, both of the Dune movies, they're so beautiful. They're so beautifully filmed. So, if you're a movie fan and, into movie making and cinematography and, all that sort of thing, it's a study in that. They're absolutely gorgeous and the performances are amazing. Just don't expect to understand anything that's going on. That's all.
Call me old school. I like to go to the movies to forget about work.
Yeah.
This movie, Minecraft, has become controversial all of a sudden. What's with this?
It is. It's crazy. It's a little Rocky Horror Picture Show-like right now. This was the number one movie last weekend with Jack Black and Jason Momoa as the lead characters in the movie. There is a scene in the movie which is called Chicken Jockey. It's a scene. Unfortunately, I did understand this scene. I wish that I could have gone blank on this. It's a scene where Jason Momoa is in a boxing ring, and then an actual box is dropped from the ceiling into the boxing ring, and a baby zombie comes out of the box and rides a chicken. And the Jack Black character at this point yells out, "Chicken Jockey!" And a fight goes on screen. But what's happening is when Jack Black yells, "Chicken Jockey!", mayhem is breaking out in theaters all over the country. This has become a viral thing, a TikTok thing, and it's not just one theater. It's happening everywhere. People have told me about this going on in Chicago. There's actually a theater in New Jersey which has banned unaccompanied minors into their screenings of a Minecraft movie because of this very scene. Because vandalism is taking place, damage is taking place. The kids start throwing things at the screen, food and drinks. I mean, complete mayhem breaks out during this one particular scene. So this theater in New Jersey is like, if you don't bring your parent, you're not coming into our theater to see this movie. But it is I don't know if it's a worldwide phenomenon, but it's definitely something that is sweeping the nation. I don't know if it's any nuttier than Rocky Horror Picture Show, where the audiences were interactive and throwing rolls of toilet paper at the screen and all that. But this is to the point now where other theater goers are objecting that they paid their money to see the movie. They bring their families, spend quite a bit of money for tickets and concessions and so forth, and then they can't watch the movie because these young ruffians are throwing their milk duds all over the place.
I think I'll wait for this one to come to a streaming channel near me.
If that.
Oh, man. Dean seems like with all of Russell Brand's troubles these days, he is not shy about getting out in public, is he?
No, he's putting his case out there. Last weekend, he was charged with rape and sexual assault in the U.K., and there have been previous allegations about him in the past as well. Some people would just, lay low, stay quiet. But he is, he's booked himself to be a speaker at the New College of Florida in Sarasota for a speech about free speech, cultural power, and cancel culture. So, this could be pretty interesting. He has fessed up to lots of things. He said, I was a fool before I lived in the light of the Lord. I was a drug addict, sex addict, and an imbecile, but I was never a rapist. So, who knows what is going to come of this speech? Who knows what kind of reaction there's going to be? That the school even allowed him to come up and speak while these allegations are still pending.
Yeah, who knows? You never know with him. All right, give us some ideas on what to watch.
There's a lot new on streaming this week. We've got something new from John Hamm, a new streaming series in which he plays a former hedge fund manager who decides to rob his wealthy friends in order to keep up his own lifestyles. It's called Your Friends and Neighbors. It begins streaming on Apple TV Plus on Friday. Tomorrow on Max, Hacks is back. The new season with Jean Smart, her character moving into the world of late night TV. The drama The Handmaid's Tale returns for its sixth and final season on Hulu. We've got season two of the newest version of Doctor Who arriving on Disney Plus on Saturday. The mind-bending anthology Black Mirror returning with the star-studded cast for their seventh season. Episodes are running on Netflix right now. Plus, Oscar winner Viola Davis is in a new streaming movie, which is called G20. She plays the president of the United States when terrorists attack the G20 summit. You'll be able to see that on Amazon Prime starting tomorrow. For some documentaries, if you're a fan of the Four-Legged Friends, new documentary Pets takes a look at the secret life of them. That begins streaming Friday on Disney Plus. David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Second half of season 5 just started streaming on Netflix. And if you missed that Elton John Brandi Carlile special that was on CBS the other night, it is streaming on Paramount Plus right now. So there's plenty to see that's out there. I wanted to ask you about something that I saw on Facebook, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm streaming through. I follow you and Marianne. Stuff about you it pops up, and there was something about you being arrested.
Don't start trouble. You know what I'm
talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
It was when the streaking phase was going on, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was never really clear if you really the story was that you were quote arrested because you were going to streak Michigan Avenue or something like that.
Yes, that's correct.
Back in the day. And I never really found out if that was true or not.
Well, let me tell you the story. Okay, so I had only been over there at Music Radio a short time. I think it's like 1975 four or something like that. Anyway, so we're raising money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So I get the brainy idea of saying on the radio one afternoon, if we raise, and I forget the amount, like $5,000 or something by a certain time, I will streak the Michigan Avenue Bridge.
Wow.
And of course, we got way more money than that.
Yep.
And so I had to do something. So what I did was I had, I don't know where we got this cape, but I was wearing a pair of shorts, and I put on a cape, and I took my shirt off, so it looked like I had nothing under the cape. And then I go downstairs, because I'm told there are thousands of people at the corner of Michigan and Wacker outside our studio, and I find a Chicago police officer, and I beg the officer, I say, please, please, I'm going to go out there, and can you get a paddy wagon and throw me in there before anything happens? Make it look like you're stopping me from streaking. And so that's what happened. And then Landecker finished my show, and there was a whole Megillah about it, and the papers covered it, and TV news. And, you know, the story was I wanted to streak, but the police stopped me. Thank the Lord for Chicago's finest. That's the story.
I remember when it happened, because I was a listener, it's been like 50 years, so I forgot about it.
I thought I destroyed all the evidence.
No, it's like streaming on.
Still a picture.
I'm seeing this thing popping up of the cops taking you away.
Yeah.
Allegedly taking you away now.
They drove me around the block until now the crowd dispersed.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
But what I remember is one of our salesmen at the station, one of his accounts, Wrigley's gum. And so as I'm going down the elevator to go outside to face this crowd, he has this gigantic inflatable pack of Wrigley Spearmint gum. Oh. And he says to me, hey, Bob, could you carry this when you
great.
Go down there? No, I've got other things
that's
on my mind.
That's great.
You.
That's great. So when can we expect you and Landecker to recreate this now?
On the 12th. Of never.
Of 12th? Of never. All right.
Dean will be cooking fully clothed on TV in about an hour. And one of my favorites, deviled eggs, huh?
Now, see, this is so interesting because I've been getting nothing but grief from Larry Potash and Pat Tomasulo. They hate deviled eggs.
Oh, they don't know what they're missing.
They can't even stand that I've got them in the building right now. And
send them over here.
Others.
Send the eggs here.
This is my mom's recipe. These are the most delicious deviled eggs that I'm going to be making today. They are delicious. I don't care what Larry Potash and Pat Tomasulo say. You know, these two eight-year-olds, ooh, we've got deviled eggs in the building. Ooh, we're going to do nothing but complain for 2 hours.
We'll be watching on WGN-TV.
See you later.
Stop checking your Facebook feed for this stuff.
See you later, Nudie.